Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at Big Blue Button.
Okay.
It's virtual classroom software. They're making some pretty big claims about student success.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've got their marketing website and some tutorial overviews to dig into.
Cool.
So we can really see what's going on, you know, beyond the marketing hype.
Yeah, for sure.
And some of the stats about student outcomes with Big Blue Button, like compared to traditional classrooms. They are pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So let's unpack it all.
Well, what really jumps out at me right away is how Big Blue Button positions itself.
Yeah.
It's not just another Zoom or Teams, you know, just praying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
They are really laser focused on teaching and learning.
Yeah, you can tell that from their tagline.
Oh, yeah.
Purpose-built virtual classroom that empowers teachers to teach.
Okay.
And learners to learn.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it sets a specific tone.
It does.
So how does that actually, like, you know, translate into the technology?
Well, think about your typical video call software, right?
Okay.
Like, it's great for meetings.
Sure.
But it's not designed with teaching in mind, like with pedagogy.
Right.
Big Blue Button is different.
Yeah.
It's built around this idea that online learning, it should be just as engaging and effective.
Right.
As, like, in-person instruction.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so to do that, it seems like they've partnered with a ton of platforms that schools are already using.
Yeah.
Learning management systems, LMSs.
Exactly.
Like Moodle Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to replace those systems.
No.
They're trying to, like, weave themselves in.
Yeah. That's a smart strategy.
Right.
Especially if they can pull it off seamlessly.
Right. Because teachers are already so busy.
Oh, yeah. Totally overloaded.
The last thing they need is another complicated system.
Exactly.
To learn.
Yep.
So speaking of things that teachers need, let's talk about the features.
Okay, let's do it.
They've got breakout rooms, a whiteboard screen sharing, lots of stuff that sounds pretty standard for video calls.
Yeah, but I think the devil's in the details.
Okay.
Take breakout rooms, for example.
Yeah.
In Big Blue Button, teachers can actually preload activities directly into those breakout spaces.
Okay.
So instead of students just hanging out in smaller groups,
right,
they're guided through tasks that are designed for collaboration.
That's much more structured.
Yeah.
Than just saying, okay, go discuss this in groups and, like, hoping for the best.
Exactly.
What about the whiteboard?
Oh, the whiteboard?
It's more.
It's way more.
Than just a digital doodle pad.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Imagine you're teaching a lesson on, like, historical timelines.
Right.
Big Blue Button smart slides, which are AI powered.
Whoa.
They might suggest making that timeline interactive.
Interesting.
Students could drag and drop events, or the system could automatically generate, like, quizzes based on the content.
So it's like having a co-pilot.
It is.
Who understands good teaching practices.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's way more engaging than just staring at slides.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they also have things like polls for instant feedback and shared notes for group projects.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're really trying to cover all the bases.
They are trying to hit all the points.
Yeah. And then on top of all that, they're tracking all of it.
Oh, wow.
With Big Blue Button's live analytics.
So teachers can see
if
students are engaged or not.
You can see if someone is daydreaming about their weekend plans.
Exactly.
Instead of paying attention.
Exactly. You got it.
Wow.
That data can be really valuable,
you
know, for teachers to understand learning patterns
right.
and to adapt their teaching strategies.
But it also raises some questions.
It does.
About how that information is used.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, ethically?
Yeah, like, if Big Blue Button can tell exactly when a student zones out,
right,
is that information going to be used to help them, or could it be used punitively?
Ooh, that's a good point.
You'd really want to, like, explore that more before you adopted this in your classroom.
That's a great point. Data can be really powerful.
Yes.
But it needs to be used responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay, now there's one more thing we have to talk about.
Okay, what's that?
And it's a big one.
Lay it on me.
They shared a case study about GCSE maths and English students using Big Blue Button.
Oh, okay.
And the results are pretty remarkable.
Oh, really? What happened?
So these students were taking online classes using Big Blue Button.
Okay.
And they achieved a full grade point higher.
Wow.
Than students in traditional classrooms.
That's significant.
It is.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if this is a fluke or if Big Blue Button is really onto something here.
That kind of jump in scores is worth, like, really looking into.
Right.
I mean, a fancy whiteboard can't magically make someone a math whiz.
Right.
So it has to be more than just the tech, right?
Right. So what else could be at play here?
Maybe Big Blue Button's features encourage better teaching practices, even if it's unintentional.
Okay.
The structured breakout rooms, the interactive elements, it could be pushing teachers to be more engaging.
Right.
And students to be more active learners.
Or maybe it's something about the online environment itself.
Yeah.
Maybe some students thrive when they can learn at their own pace.
That's true.
And rewind explanations as needed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's probably a combination of factors, but this case study really challenges that assumption that online learning is somehow inferior to in-person learning.
It really makes you think about what effective learning looks like.
It does.
Both online and offline. What do you think?
I think you're right. It makes you really rethink things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it really makes you think about the potential of online learning. You know, and it's not just about like replicating a physical classroom in a digital space.
Right.
It's about using the tech to create an environment that's actually tailored to students' needs.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
But it also makes me wonder about like the practical side of things.
Yeah.
Not every student has access to the same technology or a good internet connection.
You're absolutely right. That is a crucial point.
Yeah.
We can't ignore that.
Yeah.
As much as we're excited about Big Blue Button's potential, you know?
Right.
We can't forget about equity.
Yeah.
Interactive whiteboards and AI-powered slides are great.
Yeah.
But they don't mean anything.
Right.
If students can't access them.
It's almost like we're talking about two different realities here.
I know.
Like this ideal world where everyone has the latest tech and super fast internet.
Right.
And then the real world.
Yeah.
Where that's just not the case for a lot of people.
And that gap can actually widen.
Right.
If we're not careful.
Yeah.
Imagine a school where some kids can participate in these really cool interactive lessons.
Yeah.
And others are stuck with, you know, choppy audio and limited functionality.
It's like creating a digital divide.
It is.
Within the classroom.
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, there's also the learning curve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even if the tech is there.
Right.
Not everyone is comfortable using it.
Totally. Think about teachers.
Yeah.
Who might not be so tech savvy.
Right. Are they getting the support that they need to really learn how to use all these features?
To integrate them into their lessons.
And then what about the students
who
aren't comfortable navigating, you know, online environments?
That's a good point.
They might feel lost or intimidated.
Yeah.
And that could totally impact their learning.
It could. We can't just assume that everyone's going to adapt to new technology.
Right.
At the same pace.
Yeah.
There needs to be a really, like, thoughtful process that takes those differences into account.
So it's not just about the tech itself.
No, it's not.
It's about the whole ecosystem.
It's about the whole thing.
The training, the support. Addressing digital inequities.
Absolutely.
It's complex.
It's really complex.
Yeah. And it reminds us that technology, it's not a neutral force.
It's not. It really is.
The way that it's implemented.
Right.
Who has access to it?
Exactly.
And how it's used can have a huge impact on people's lives.
Absolutely.
Speaking of impact, we talked earlier about Big Blue Button's live analytics feature.
Oh, yeah.
The one that lets teachers track student engagement in real time.
Yeah, that seems...
That seems like a powerful tool. But it could also be invasive.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you know, that data can be really valuable for teachers. It can help them, you know, identify students who are struggling, tailor their instruction, and make sure that everyone is, you know, on the same page.
Right. But on the other hand, it feels a little Big Brother-ish.
I know what you mean.
Do students know what's being collected?
Right.
And how it's being used?
And how it's being used.
Yeah. Are there guidelines to protect their privacy?
Those are excellent questions. Yeah. And they are ones that, you know, every school or organization using Big Blue Button needs to think about.
Right.
Transparency is really key here.
Yeah. And it's not just about student privacy either.
It's not.
There's also data security.
Oh, yeah.
What measures are in place to protect this information from cyber attacks or breaches?
That's another really crucial consideration.
Yeah.
We're talking about students' personal information, their academic records,
right?
Potentially even like their learning styles and preferences.
Wow.
That data needs to be protected.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility.
And it shouldn't be taken lightly.
It shouldn't.
We're talking about the future of education.
We are.
And the stakes are really high.
They are. And it's not just about, you know, protecting students from harm.
Right.
It's also about fostering trust. If students feel like their data is being misused or, you know, mishandled, it can erode their confidence in technology and in the whole learning process.
That's a really good point.
Okay.
Trust is essential.
It is.
For any learning environment.
Absolutely.
Whether it's online or in person.
For sure. And it's something that has to be built over time. It's not just about like checking boxes and having policies in place. Yeah. It's about creating a culture of respect and transparency.
So it sounds like while Big Blue Button offers a lot of potential benefits, we need to approach it with a critical eye.
I think so.
Ask those tough questions about equity and privacy and data security.
Exactly.
And we need to make sure that the technology is being used responsibly.
We do. I completely agree.
And it's not just up to schools and educators to figure this out.
No, it's not.
It's a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
Parents, students, policymakers, the community.
Wow.
We all need to be a part of the solution.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
Technology can be a really good thing for education.
It can be.
But it's up to us.
Yeah.
To make sure that it's used in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about some other ways that Big Blue Button can be used.
Okay.
They talked about how Iowa Central Community College is using it.
Yeah.
Not just in classrooms.
Yeah. Professional development training sessions, virtual meetings.
So the possibilities are pretty vast.
It seems like they are.
It makes me wonder if those features that we've been talking about, the breakout rooms, the interactive whiteboard, the polls, if they could be valuable in other contexts.
Oh, for sure.
Totally.
Think about like corporate training, for example.
Yeah.
Instead of those, you know, boring webinars.
Right.
You could have interactive sessions using Big Blue Button.
So employees could work together in breakout rooms, contribute ideas on the whiteboard, participate in polls.
Exactly.
It could be way more engaged.
Like effective.
Yeah. And it's not just about corporate training.
No.
What about online workshops?
Yeah.
Community meetings, virtual book clubs.
Totally.
Like brainstorming sessions with colleagues in different time zones.
Exactly.
Doesn't seem so daunting anymore.
It doesn't.
What about for remote teams?
Oh, that's a good one.
They could use Big Blue Button to collaborate on projects, share ideas, and build relationships.
Even if they're all over the world.
It seems like Big Blue Button could be a game changer.
It really could.
For like organizations of all shapes and sizes.
It highlights how tech can blur the lines between different parts of our lives.
Yeah.
The features that make it good for online learning
could
be just as good for work, for collaboration, and even social interaction.
Yeah, it's like learning isn't just confined to the classroom anymore.
Exactly.
It's becoming part of our everyday lives.
It is. And that's a trend we're going to see more and more of as technology keeps evolving.
Right.
The opportunities for lifelong learning and collaboration are just going to keep expanding.
It's exciting and a little bit scary.
It is.
At the same time.
But like with any powerful tool.
Right.
It's up to us to use it wisely.
And responsibly.
And responsibly. That means having those open and honest conversations about the benefits and the pitfalls.
So it looks like we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. From equity and privacy to all the other ways that Big Blue Button can be used, it's clear that this tech has the potential to make a big impact.
It does.
We've talked a lot about the potential of Big Blue Button and some of the things to watch out for.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But at the end of the day, what does it all mean?
Well, I think the main takeaway here is that Big Blue Button, it's more than just another video conferencing tool.
Right, it's not just another Zoom.
It's a platform that was designed for teaching and learning.
Right, from the ground up.
Yeah, and it's pushing the boundaries of what online education can even be.
I think that's what's so exciting about this.
Yeah.
It's not just about replacing textbooks with screens.
No.
It's about changing how we think about learning, how we connect with each other.
Think about it for centuries.
Yeah.
The classroom has been a physical space.
Right. A room with desks and a chalkboard.
Exactly. But Big Blue Button is challenging that.
Yeah.
It's saying that the classroom can be anywhere.
Right.
Anytime, as long as you have the right tools and the right mindset.
And that opens up so many possibilities.
So many.
Students in remote areas can access high quality education.
Yeah.
Professionals can collaborate with colleagues across continents.
Mm.
Learning can truly become a lifelong thing.
It's a vision of the future that's pretty inspiring.
It is.
And maybe a little intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Makes you wonder if we're like right on the edge of a huge shift in education.
A paradigm shift.
Yeah, maybe we are.
And Big Blue Button might just be the beginning.
The tip of the iceberg.
We're already seeing all this other tech emerging.
Virtual reality, augmented reality, AI.
All that stuff has the potential to transform learning even more.
It does. It's pretty crazy to think about.
It makes you wonder what new teaching methods will we come up with?
Yeah.
What new ways of collaborating will we figure out?
And what will the role of the teacher even look like?
That's a big question.
Huge.
Those are all things that we'll have to think about.
As we go forward.
And there are going to be challenges.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We have to address those questions about equity and privacy and access.
We do.
And we have to make sure that we're using technology ethically and responsibly.
We can't forget about the human element.
Right at the end of the day, learning is a human thing.
It is.
It needs connection and empathy and shared purpose.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Big Blue Button,
yeah,
I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
This platform is just one example of the really amazing innovations happening in education right now.
There's so much going on.
It's a reminder that we're living in a time of incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
Where the limits of learning are constantly being redefined.
It's exciting.
And it's up to all of us.
Yeah.
To explore those opportunities.
Ask the tough questions. Push the boundaries.
Create a future of learning that's equitable and engaging and empowering for everyone.
That's what we're all working towards.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
It's been great.
It's been a pleasure diving into Big Blue Button with you.
It has.
And remember, the learning doesn't stop here.
Nope.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for listening.